In the book of Matthew, chapter 15, and verse 16 and 17, Jesus said, "Are you also yet without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatsoever enters in at the mouth goes into the belly and is cast out into the jaw?" We read in Mark chapter 16 and verse 14, and it tells us that he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And then in Mark chapter 9, verse 31, this is where Jesus was teaching about his crucifixion. The Bible said he taught his disciples and said unto them, "The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day." Verse 32 tells us, "They understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him." Those apostles that Jesus chose were slow to learn, but learn they did. The shortcomings of the disciples are not glossed over in the Bible. The Bible is careful to tell the whole story. Their faults and petty weaknesses are recorded, and Jesus, who could read them like a book, knew them better than they knew themselves. He saw the hidden weakness, yet saw he their strength. The seed of promise was there, and in time would yield the perfect fruit. He believed in the men he had chosen, and what was more, he was confident in his own power to make them what he wished. This poor material in the hands of the divine master builder himself became a powerful weapon for the pulling down of strongholds. By his spirit, he took the things which are not to bring to naught the things which are. He persevered with his disciples and taught them until, as if touched by a sculptor's chisel, he brought the angel out of the marble. He had set himself to transform and recreate these men, and apart from Judas, his purpose did not fail. Being the teacher he was, he set out to reproduce himself in their minds and lives, and to give them the victory over their shortcomings in spite of themselves. Such a determination was pursued without wavering or doubt. He won through saying to them, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." And once they had fully surrendered to him and passed through his school, went out to preach and to teach his gospel in great power. One of the marvelous miracles of Jesus was the way he transformed the Son of Thunder into the Apostle of Love. Jesus raised the intellectual, moral, and spiritual tone of all of the disciples. And as a result of the Master's personal and patient instructions and enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, the apostles became enlightened in mind, endowed with a love wide enough to embrace all mankind, having their conscience sensitive to all claim of duty, yet delivered from the superstitious scruples, freed from the customs, traditions, and the commandments of men, and purged from the pride, self-will, impatience, anger, and vindictiveness. They were slow to learn of him, but they learned and became under him the leaders of a new society, the Church of the Living God. What he did 2,000 years ago with these apostles, he can do the same thing in your life. If you will walk with him every day of your life, if you will dedicate your life to pleasing nobody but Jesus, if you will love everything that God loves, and hate only that which God hates, you'll find great power for his service. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.